This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The fintech space is buzzing. Each day my inbox is filled with fintech stories, be it a launch of a new platform, a new payment gateway, a new aggregator, a new solution for your money, and the list goes on. And then I came across the Singapore Fintech Festival in its second year, which is obviously bigger and better. And the good folks at Standard Chartered, who were sponsors of the festival, brought me over there to get a feel of what a traditional bank like SC is doing with the rise of fintech. When I say SC here, I mean Standard Chartered. So I packed my bags and off I went to Singapore.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us today at Standard Chartered.
This was on the 14th of November, and it was a very rainy start on that day. Traffic was really bad, too. Anyways.
It's great to be with you all on the great occasion of the FinTech Festival here in Singapore.
So that's Sherry Maguire. She's the Group Chief Information Security Officer at Standard Chartered. And a few of us media folks managed to get some time with her as she explained some of the things that she's overseeing at the moment.
And we're really excited about the different technologies that are being showcased, as well as the different activities that we're working on and initiatives that we're working on here within the bank.
So on today's show, Sherry will talk about how they address security within the fintech realm, the issues surrounding it, and the way they go about in developing new technologies or policies to make sure that security is built in from the start.
That, of course, is fundamental to the financial industry, which is trust and ensuring the security of our customer as well as our own information and data. So one of the things that I'll talk about first, as I mentioned, is security fundamentally as an aspect of fintech or technology that's being adopted within the financial industry. And I think today, this is one area that probably doesn't get talked about that much because fintech is such a buzzword and so hyped, and it's great from an automation and an efficiency standpoint and all of the great things that it brings around our ability as a financial institution to move faster to serve our customers. But at the same time, the underlying components, secure code development, managing vulnerabilities, making sure that those foundations of that technology are secure and that as we're transacting our customers' information, that it is being, in fact, protected to the maximum potential. So there's several areas that we're focusing on with our different fintech partners. One of them, of course, is blockchain, which fundamentally can bring change to the way that we do customer verification and validation.
Okay, so for those who have no idea what blockchain is, very quickly, blockchain is a type of distributed ledger or decentralized database that keeps continuously updated digital records of who owns that, rather than having a central administrator like a traditional database. So you got to think banks, governments, accountants. A distributed ledger has a network of replicated databases synchronized via the internet and visible to anyone within the network. Blockchain networks can be private with restricted membership, similar to an intranet, or public, just like the internet, accessible to any person in the world. If you want to know more about blockchain specifically, we've done podcasts on that. Just search for it on the BFM app.
Another area is ensuring that the code is secure within those technologies as we're implementing them. So making sure that we're doing the proper code scanning, that we're working with those fintech partners to ensure that they're building security in as they're developing those products and really managing those vulnerabilities ahead of time to prevent potential breaches in the future. And then the third area is security at scale, which is how do we begin to broaden the security base of those financial technology products and services out to the customer base, making sure that they have a level of awareness and engagement around how they themselves can manage and protect their own information, particularly when it comes to mobile devices. Many of these new products are being used from a mobile standpoint. We all know that's the what everyone is using today to access their banking information and conduct transactions. So these are the kinds of things that we're really focused on in working with those fintech partners from a security standpoint.
Then we got into policies and regulations, why they as a financial provider and technology players and regulators are worried and concerned about. And some of them are around systemic vulnerabilities or systemic risk of security.
So for example, as we're all racing to the cloud, there's a few cloud providers out there. Maybe three, maybe four of the biggest ones. What happens when one of those has a breach or potentially has an outage? What does that mean for our ability to conduct business and transactions for our customers from an availability standpoint, but also to secure their information? This is an area, of course, that many of the regulators are looking at, and one that we in industry, of course, are concerned about as well, is that concentration risk of only having a few different available options today. Of course, another area is around controls, execution, and security. How are we affecting the safety and security of our customer information? And many of the regulators around the world are implementing not only new regulations. In fact, I think a statistic I saw recently was the Financial Stability Board just did a annual report where they surveyed all of the regulators around the world, and the number was 72% of regulators were going to be issuing new cybersecurity regulations in the next year. So those of us who have the responsibility for implementing those regulations obviously are concerned about those, but also looking at how do we ensure and also demonstrate to our regulators that we're meeting those new requirements. And some of the types of different regulations are, for example, around testing, response and recovery, ensuring that organizations not only can defend themselves, but that they also can respond and recover. So, for example, in Hong Kong, with the new ICAST regulations, which will be intelligence-led penetration tests against financial institutions, the United Kingdom has a similar regime, and here in Singapore as well.
Wait, what is ICAST? So earlier this year, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority announced the launch of its cybersecurity fortification initiative to strengthen the security of local banks. Part of this includes an intelligence-led cyber attack simulation testing, better known as ICAST, only for banks, and the goal is to simulate cyber attacks not only from a technical perspective, but also taking into the account the people and process elements. And why is people and process so important?
When we think about security, there's three pillars usually: people, process, and technology. And we often, in the security space, talk mostly about technology and how do we put controls and layer technology and adopt new technologies. But one of the key areas is people. There's a number of statistics out there. I think one of them I saw was 95% of, this was in an IBM report recently, 95% of breaches happened due to human error. And so this is obviously a major, major point of defense that organizations can use, which is the people. How do we train them? How do we make them aware? How do we make it interesting for them so that if you're a non-techie or non-security person, that security is accessible for you and that you can understand it and easily implement it in your day-to-day life? I usually use a very simple analogy, which is when you leave your house in the morning and what do you do? You lock your door and you lock your windows, and you might, if you have an alarm, you might set your alarm. But oftentimes employees and others don't think about their computers or their phones or their, this device is a very powerful computer, which has all of the potential for fantastic things that we use it for every day, but also the potential to create vulnerability. But we want to make sure that everyone understands that across our organizations, because they really are the first line of defense when it comes to protecting financial information and protecting our institutions.
We've got to take a short break. Up next, Sherry Maguire, the Group Chief Information Security Officer at Standard Chartered Bank, will be talking about how they've been working on making people understand the importance of security and making it to the forefront of their everyday doings. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
Break from midfield. BFM 89.9.
And I'm back. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this is Tech Talk. So I went for the Singapore FinTech Festival recently, and it was really good seeing how startups of different stages with large corporate banks and regulators all sitting in one room talking about how they could make our lives easier. Now, part of that trip was my roundtable session with Sherry Maguire, the Group Chief Information Security Officer at Standard Chartered Bank. And it's about the role of security in the entire structure of the company, and more importantly, how people and process is vital in making it to the forefront of your thinking. So I managed to ask her just how exactly is she doing this in order to get people to see the way that she does when security can alienate most people.
So I think there's been actually quite a bit of research done in the last few years about the way that employees learn and what is most effective for them. So some of the studies out by CEB and Gartner, for example, show that a over-reliance on checking the box for compliance. So for example, how many of us take our annual computer-based security training? And that's the only time we might think about security during the year. It's really now more about continuous learning and making it interesting and evolutionary for the employee. So things like, for example, gamification, continuous communications. One of the statistics is that if you only do annual training, you'll get about a 3% improvement. But if you do continuous communications around that, you get an additional 10% improvement. Now, that may seem like a small number, but it's actually quite significant if you're talking about year-over-year improvement. And so if you're thinking about that as continuous over time and building over years, you can actually begin to track and see how that changes. Another aspect is making sure that you're measuring your employee awareness. So, for example, conducting phishing simulations against employees, measuring click-through rates on that, measuring how often they report those attempted phishing attacks to your security incident response team internally. These are all different ways to measure how your awareness program is having impact, and frankly, how ready and prepared your organization is to defend at the human level against attacks.
That phishing simulator training, that happens real time. The employees don't know if it's a test or something designed internally. They have to react to it as if it was a real thing.
Yeah, so we the security team runs it, and we don't tell people we're doing it, because you really do want to have that sort of real world feel, and you make those look very real. And there's ways after you if an employee does, in fact, click on that you can immediately then do training. They get sent to another site internally to get immediate training. So it's about that immediate reinforcement and positive reinforcement of how they can help maintain and keep the organization secure.
Then we moved on to the current conversation with regulators, the guys who, at the end of the day, would allow or ban any of their innovations that are out there ready for the market.
So the conversation today is largely around third-party vendor risk. Of course, there are different types of third-party vendors. if you're talking about a major cloud provider that might have every possible security certification available, and they will demonstrate that to you. That gives you a different level of assurance than perhaps a different type of vendor. I mean, there's the Bank Secrecy Acts and the regulatory reporting, all of those things. And ultimately, it's about we cannot outsource our risk, right? We own the risk. And so when we're looking at those, not just third-party vendors, but in particular cloud providers, that's something that we have to be particularly mindful of. So those are the types of conversations that we're having with the regulators today. Ultimately, I think it's a risk management decision as well as a regulator's decision as to whether or not they will allow certain types of transactions to be conducted by over cloud platforms. And so that's very much an evolutionary phase.
But interestingly, though, Standard Chartered is working with several different startups for real-life solutions, be it within their organizations or their customers in the fintech space. So I asked about how is this made possible for them to release their solutions out sooner with the power of cloud, since it feels like them going directly to the cloud is a lot more harder to bring a solution to market. So partnering up with these startups seems like an easier choice. Is this to show regulators that what could be done if the banking sector work with a cloud provider and a proof of, you know, on smaller scale that, you know, this is possible? Or do they sort of impose a certain conditions on these startups that eventually kind of still works around the same restrictions that's put upon them as the banking sector?
So it's a combination of both. One is sort of presenting proof of concept to the regulators through the various fintechs and other types of partnerships that we're engaging in. But it's also us putting some requirements on those technology vendors to say, we need these types of security instantiations or these types of security controls in order to be able to do business. So that's a bit of the combination. What I would say also is that from a regulator standpoint, they are, many of them, setting up sandboxes for fintechs to run them through stability, availability, and security control processes and checks. That's very, very helpful for financial institutions, and frankly, it helps the startups in a huge way because they can come out the other side of those sandboxes with a bit of a stamp of approval from the regulator saying these are tried and tested. And that gives us some level of assurance. We still have to do our own due diligence, but it does give us a level of assurance to be able to move forward to use some of those different types of startups.
And finally, remember when Sherry talked about the importance of people in security? Well, one of the areas was through gamification. And here's Sherry explaining just briefly about what goes on in this gamification process.
I can tell you what we're doing. So, for example, we just ran an internal campaign called I Am CyberSafe, which was a video game that we ran for 4 weeks. And it really involved our employees to play the game and engage over these 4 weeks. It had four different types of webisodes that we released every week. And we had over almost 15,000 employees that were participating in this. And this was not a requirement. This was just, it was fun and interesting and engaging. And so that's the type of gamification that we're using. So they actually got to decide, it was a sort of a scenario video, and there were different options that they could pick for how the scenario played out. With an avatar and so forth. So we did actually provide every week a winner got an iPad internally. So there was a little incentive there too.
How about that? A free iPad. What's that compared to the cost of a security breach due to lack of awareness or understanding to your employees? priceless, I guess, huh? Well, that was Sherry Maguire, the Group Chief Information Security Officer at Standard Chartered, talking about some of the areas that she is currently working on in the conversations with regulators in bringing fintech solutions to the hands of their internal staff and also their customers. Also, why security should be involved in every development stage and why people and process could be at some times more important than the technology itself. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and next week I'll be airing my roundtable chat with Michael Goritz. He's the Global Chief Information Officer at Standard Chartered about building a digital bank. If you missed any parts of this show, you know the drill. Download the BFM app on the Apple App Store or Google Play. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.